relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist Donald J. Trump.
It's Friday. Do you celebrate Friday? I always feel good on Fridays. And it's also Second Amendment Friday. And it's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. We have a full call board. We've got special guests coming up. We've got James Carafano, A.W.R. Hawkins of Breitbart.com, our buddy Mark Davis, the voice of Dallas, who's going to tell us what is going on in Texas. What's the truth about who's really responsible for the lack of power in the Lone Star State? Then the Baron is back, Boris Epstein, and then we're going to travel all the way to the Eternal City to talk to Thomas Williams, Professor Thomas Williams, who is the Rome Bureau Chief of Breitbart.com, about the latest unbelievable things that are happening in the culture. You can call us 833-33-GORKA or text us. Our PatriotMobile.com text line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Car Firearms. K-A-H-R. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First, and they're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, iCarry. I meet a car. Check out their incredible selections, U.S.-made handguns, at K-A-H-R.com. Do it today. Thank you, Car Firearms. Okay, TDS. TDS is real even when Donald Trump leaves the White House. It doesn't just pertain to incessant, deranged criticism of the former president. It also is a good moniker, a good description of a detachment from reality when it comes to discussing the 46th president of the United States. Do you remember James Carville? Shad, didn't James Carville kind of just disappear for a while and then come back? Am I dreaming?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was huge in the Clinton years.
Right.
And then he became an operative and then sort of rose back into things once 2016 happened. Because, you know, he's got that voice. And when you've got the voice, you know, nothing else matters.
Is that voice actually meant to be good? Is that kind of Southern,
I don't know. Hey,
Southern drawl?
I'm sure a lot of our listeners.
You don't think he puts it on?
Well, yes. I 100%
do. I mean.
Yeah. Especially if you look at older videos of him, he's making it.
It's like Hillary when she's talking about hot sauce. I mean, you know, she's just faking it. Just faking it. Okay, well, James Carville is not really back. He's like flotsam, right? He just, you know, he's like on the surface of the waves. Now and again, he pops up like a little bit of detritus that they threw off the liner. And this is on MSNBC. This cut is quite stunning. James Carville, who said, what did he say about pulling a $100 bill through a trailer park? Yeah, such a nice chappy. Video cut one, James Carville, play cuts.
I would love to be sort of mildly critical of something the new president's done. I really can't think of anything so far. you know, I think his town hall was just right on the money. I thought he had the right attitude about it. He seems to be handling things, and it's very early, and I'm sure it's a little bit of a honeymoon, and we'll have plenty to complain about later. But as of right now, I think he's doing extraordinarily well in his demeanor and his policies and everything that he's done so far.
I'm sorry, that's not real. I mean, I say a phone call, Leghorn. He just is. It's just a town hall. Come on, that's not real. That is a cartoon. That was deep fake. That wasn't James Carville. That was a deep fake video. There's nothing I can find to criticize in the last 29 days of Joe Biden. Just how about one thing? How about killing 11,000 jobs? No. Oh, James Carville, he loves it. How about getting us back with Iran in terms of nuclear deals? I'll leave that to Jim. We can talk about that with our resident expert. That was very amusing. Can I do one more? I've got to do one more before we go to your calls. This is John Kerry. Just when you thought it was safe to go outside again, but the world was not going to fry to a crisp. The world was not going to end because AOC said it's going to end. And this is John the mental giant Kerry on CBS News. Video cut to.
The planet is warming in large part because of the greenhouse gas emissions we pump into the sky from our power plants, our cars, trains, and planes, and even from raising and growing our food. That warming makes storms stronger, droughts drier, and oceans higher. That means certain places on Earth where people live will become unlivable.
How much time do we still have left to avert climate catastrophe?
Well, the scientists told us 3 years ago we had 12 years to avert the worst kinds of climate crisis. We are now 3 years gone, so we have 9 years left.
Wow, did you get that math? That was like long division. That was differential equations. Did you hear that? 12 years ago, they 3 years ago, they said 12 years. So now, hang on. 12 subtract 3 equals private jet. That's what it equals. As Kerry jets off to Iceland to get his award. Oh, that is. Can somebody do a cartoon parody? Can please somebody just do a deep fake? But it doesn't make sense because it's a parody in and of itself. Unbelievable. Let's do something much more fun. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Bell in California, line 2. What a great name. Welcome, Bell. Don't put the phone down when we say hello, Bell. It's a little tip I learned when I used to call into radio stations as a kid. Let's go to Don, line 3. Los Angeles, happy Friday, Don.
Oh, Dr. G, happy Friday to you.
Is it Don? Or is it Bo Snerdly? I'm not sure. It could be the mellifluous tones. Did you catch Bo?
Yeah, what a fantastic piece, Dr. G. And what a great tribute to the great Rush Limbaugh.
And what a voice.
What a legacy.
The guy is behind the scenes? Give that guy a radio show.
Incredible. Yeah, it's like something's not. Yeah, the universe is out of balance. You know, we got to get that man in front of a mic. Definitely.
Agreed.
And yourself, Dr. G, you are the two-gun Gorka, the rootin' tootin' Hungarian cowboy.
Rootin' tootin', I like that. What are you going to give us today? Questions, comments, share your wisdom, Don.
Gosh, if I could, a comment and a question. But first, I'm so glad to hear on an earlier call you mentioned that you like Blood on the Sun. God, I'm so happy.
You know, so I convinced my wife to watch this movie, 1940. I'm not a Cagney guy. Never got the Cagney thing, but I watched it because you recommended the judo scene. Can I tell you honestly, at the beginning, that was very fakey. That contest on the tatami was a little staged. I think that was the day after they taught Cagney some moves. But the fight scene at the end with the Japanese police officer in the ship, hot. That was something else. That was serious. That went on for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest martial art fight scenes I've ever seen. I saw it as a little kid before I started studying, and it made me want to get into martial arts just to see what.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the spectacular throws, the mat work, you know, chokes, reversals, armbars.
The chokes, they took me back to my, you know, age 14 in the dojo learning the chokes. It took me back. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. And, you know, and plus it's right up your alley. I mean, geopolitics,
totally.
Intrigue, the Tanaka Memorial. And how an appropriate line for today when Baron Tanaka is giving the lovely girl the necklace and says, look at it. 30 pieces of silver.
It was such a great line. Such a great line. All right, you had a question for me. We've got 90 seconds. Hit me.
Yeah, really quick. I'm hoping you're, if I could humbly suggest a title for your next book, I'd love to see you do Cultural Marxism, Critical Theory, Ooh. Subversion, and the Threat to America.
Hang on. I love that. Hang on. Cultural Marxism. Go ahead. What's the subtitle?
Critical Theory, Subversion, and the Threat to America.
Critical Theory, Subversion, and the Threat to America. Okay, so very briefly, I love it, Don. Let me react first things first. Stunning. If you guys haven't watched it, you've got to watch our interview with James Lindsay, who wrote the book on critical theory. It's an hour long. It is amazing. I'm getting so much feedback on it. I'm not joking. Watch it. Watch the video because he's the master. He told me in that interview, Wikipedia has deep sixed the whole page on cultural Marxism. You can't find it. That is maybe something I have to write. My next book project, I've already started it, was going to be fiction. My publisher's very excited, but looks like I got some more homework. Is it two books in a year? What is it Rush said? What did he teach us today? Show prep, it's life. Maybe writing books is life. God bless you, Don. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Our guest wanted to be in a danger zone. We take requests here. We can do that. We have Shad at the machine. He can take requests and we can make them happy. We will be joining Jim Carafano momentarily. But first things first, Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty and the Second Amendment. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. Check out their U.S.-made handguns at kahr.com. That's kahr.com. It's Friday. I can't believe it was like he was in the studio yesterday. His name is James Carafano. He is the vice president of the conservative mothership, the Heritage Foundation. And every week, in addition to recommending good movies, we talk national security and foreign policy. And my, oh my, we got a lot to talk about this week, don't we, Jim?
Oh, man. That's why I said the danger zone. This is not a safe place if you want to be around me, because it was...
you said you might get a little bit emotional.
It's like, what's your nightmare? You know, it's like the Freddy Krueger movie. Like, you're in a nightmare, and you wake up, and you're looking at Freddy Krueger. It's the nightmare within the nightmare.
All right, let's talk at the five-meter target first. We'll talk about Iran later. You've unleashed, I'll call them the three horsemen of the anti-apocalypse. Not the apocalypse, the anti-apocalypse. You've got the best of DHS, including Mark Morgan at Heritage now, as your fellows. We had Chad Wolf is the top of your Twitter feed, J.J. Carafano, his recent Fox hit. So give us the institutional response, your take as well, the Heritage Foundation, the ICE guidance, the immigration bill. Bad, well, right?
So we have to kind of break this into two parts.
Okay.
So first we're looking at the stuff that the president can do by executive order, which is if you were in for impeachable offenses for high crimes and misdemeanors, you would think not enforcing the laws of the land would be something that people might be concerned about. Literally, the president has deactivated ICE. This is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the guys who are responsible for detaining and deporting people who are in the country illegally. Right. He's basically told them...
They're still there, but they can't do their job.
Really do. They have to actually have permission to arrest someone. If you... Let's do a thing. Seb Gorka, I'm going to take him down to Dulles Airport and have him walk through the airport and try to get on a plane without a mask. I will bet you that the odds of him getting arrested are way higher than if you're an illegal in this country who is a criminal alien with a felony warrant out for your arrest. The odds are that Seb Gorka will get a ticket, get arrested faster. So that... So we have
thousands of people in uniform who have a job who can't do it because the president has said, stand down.
Right. And a part of ICE is not just arresting and deporting people. It's the deterrent effect of actually enforcing your law. Now, you couple that with the border policies, which essentially are reversing all the Trump border policies. And you would say, well, we hate Trump. So what's wrong with reversing his policies? Because under Trump, the border was secure. And we were actually deporting more people every day than were crossing the border. So every sensible country, this is not American leadership. Remember, Biden's thing is America is back. We are leading again. Find me one country in the developing world that doesn't want to modernize their immigration system and go to a skills-based immigration, doesn't secure their border, doesn't care about public health, is cutting back on refugee exploitation. We're the only modern country in the world who is adopting open border policies.
He said he'd get emotional, and he did. That second point you made. So we are, as a nation, or the Democrat administration, is floating this idea of travel restrictions within America for American citizens because we're still in the throes of the coronavirus. But they're not talking about that for illegal aliens. How is that possible?
Well, it's literally a blowtorch of COVID into the United States.
Right.
Essentially, you're importing. It would be like locking the front door and then putting a sign on the back door, say, "Mr. Dear Burglar,
right?
The back door is open. Please come in here." So, and it's not just public health. Of course, you're importing crime because this is a massive engine for fueling
incentivizes
crime. You're importing human rights tragedies because it's all run by the cartels and they're going to exploit people. You're making a mockery of how we're going to get Americans back to work when you're importing millions of people who just want their job. So it's a disaster. And that's the stuff he can do on his own. Now, the second piece is a piece of immigration legislation which literally abolishes immigration and border enforcement, right? You know, at least in the old days, they played a game. They said, oh, we'll secure the border, but give us amnesty. This bill would abolish that. Now,
And it's pathways to citizenship for illegal aliens.
It literally is.
Millions.
Anybody wants to come to America, do whatever they want, that's fine. I'm not sure that bill can actually pass because it is so incredibly over the top. But the mere fact that you put that bill on the table and you put on the table, we're not going to force immigration law, that is a massive suck for more illegal immigration. We've already, the Obama guy said it's a crisis at the border with 1,000 people try to cross a day. In the first 2 weeks of the Biden administration, we're at 5,000 a day. We are going to get a tsunami of illegal immigration in the United States.
John Batchelor, the great John Batchelor.
Sure.
He always, he calls me from New York. I go on his show and he tries to get me to explain what's going on in D.C. So let me flip it on to you. I understand the idea that you want to build or buy constituents. You think you're going to legalize illegal immigration. Tens of millions are going to vote Democrat. I get the political logic of that. But how is there not an adult in the administration somewhere, either at HHS or in the Domestic Policy Council or someone who says, a massive spike in COVID is not going to be good for this administration. How is that even possible?
Look, I don't know how you rationalize open border policies. Here's what I do know, which is look at the election results. And again, I do policy. I don't do politics. But I have to look at politics, right? Because those people make policy. This election, we can debate what it turned on. We cannot debate what it did not turn on. There was no mandate to put open border policies in place, would let anybody anywhere come here at every time. And we're not even talking the costs, the trillions of dollars of social costs, the trillions of dollars in costs because of the disease that you're going to import, the on top of the debt, right? So we're not even talking about that. Nobody voted for that. If they did, Biden would have campaigned on that. He virtually said nothing about this.
But it wasn't a secret, Jim.
It wasn't. Well, it wasn't a secret, but he didn't say anything, right? He didn't get people to vote against him. You know, it came up once in the third debate, and he got so hammered for it, he never mentioned it again. So they do not have a mandate to do something that not just 50, because we say, oh, well, 50% are over here with Trump and 50% are over there with those guys. This isn't a 50-50 thing. Most Americans don't want their communities to be less safe.
Yeah.
They don't want some people to have more advantages and benefits than actual American citizens have.
And they don't want more COVID.
And they don't want more COVID, and they don't want to bear the unbelievable cost of housing everybody from Latin America.
I don't know who said it, but a wise man said, you can have open borders and no welfare system. You can have a welfare system and closed borders, but you can't have open borders and a welfare state. We're talking to Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him now. JJ Carafano, this is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The population most at risk from childhood, the elderly. Instead, they looked at long-term care facilities full of octogenarians, nonagenarians, and thought, you know, that'd be a good place to warehouse all those COVID-positive patients. The man who embodies this catastrophic public policy failure is the blood-soaked butcher of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
I like that. The blood-soaked butcher of New York. Mark Stein, hosting Tucker Carlson. If you didn't hear it, you've got to hear Mark's. Was it yesterday? Was that yesterday? It was. Mark Stein's tribute to Rush Limbaugh on our show. We opened with him yesterday. Check it out, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And, of course, on our podcast. If you haven't done so already, they're trying to cancel Mike Lindell. Support him. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code GORKA. 19 vendors across the nation are boycotting him. Send a message to the cancel culture leftists. Use my name, and he's going to give you 60% off. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. Send them a message. We're back. So much to discuss. Let's go from border issues to threats further away. We're back in the Paris Accords, Jim. What about the Iran deal? Latest take, latest updates, and the Heritage Foundation's response.
Well, I think it's pretty clear at this point that the administration's plan is to bribe Iran to let us come back into the deal.
Again.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, we've already started giving them concessions. So, you know, removing the Houthi designation of terrorists, even though they're terrorists, pulling back in our support for the Saudis, nothing to do with the war in Yemen, nothing to do with human rights, nothing to do with Houthis, everything to do with pleasing Iran. So we're enticing the Iranians to let us come back into the deal and give them, you know, relief. So this is a replay of Obama foreign policy, which is to crush your friends and impose things on your people at home because you can, because they're powerless. And then in the face of your enemies, you know, cuddle up to them and be nice to them and
capitulate.
And ask them to be nice to you. And that's not the way it works with the Iranians.
How does it let us, you know, you've taught at JPM, me, war colleges, you've taught at private institutions. When does it work with any dictatorship, whether it's theocratic or whether when does coddling up to dictators work in history, Jim?
Maybe I can find an example if I thought about it, but it doesn't. The difference is one is these regimes are not accountable to anybody. And the other is they are the true realists. They believe that only power matters. Right. And if you give them something for nothing, they think either one, you're sneaky, you're hiding something.
Yeah, you've got a plan.
Or you're weak.
And
you're afraid of me. And what it doesn't encourage that, because they're not thinking in the context of we are. I want Seb to be nice. Look, Seb, I brought you a cup of coffee.
Thanks,
you know, don't
Jim.
Yell at me on the show, right? That's if I walked into the Iranian Seb Gorka and I said, look, I brought you a cup of coffee. He goes, what is that guy? What is he trying to do?
What's he planning?
Yeah. So this is exactly the wrong way to reach out to the Iranians is to go with the here's a bunch of gifts.
Yeah.
You'll get nothing for that. And the Iranians will. I mean, and the weird thing is, this is exactly what happened last time. This is exactly what Obama did. We gave them the sweetheart deal in the universe, and then they still went out and tried to burn the region down. They still had a secret nuclear weapons program. They still built ballistic missiles. Why do they think this time it's going to be any different? So
definition of madness, right?
So they've been covertly speaking. They've been giving sweeteners and stuff, and now they're going to engage in a multinational dialogue. Well, when you engage in a multinational dialogue, what happens is you get dragged to the lowest denominator.
Yeah.
The Europeans are completely weak-kneed on this. They're not going to back us up. They're going to help push us off the cliff. So we're going to wind up right back where we started. But the problem is I don't think they have a plan for the Middle East. So once you go back and you recreate the conditions of anarchy that existed when Obama left office,
what are you going to do next?
What are you going to do next?
Right.
And the Obama answer was to walk home and pretend it's not there.
Follow him. He's already given you a frightening concept for the weekend. The Iranian Seb Gorka. Follow him right now at JJ Carafano, Preventing World War III, one tweet at a time. And join today. It's the epicenter of the conservative movement, heritage.org. Become a member. You will not regret it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Pain-free. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. If you're enjoying America First today, then check out this evening Spicer and Co. on Newsmax. Sean's got to go off and do his reserve duty. So who's the man stepping into his shoes? It's me. I'm not going to wear a lime green shirt with fluffy ruffs like he did on Dancing with the Stars. He asked me to look pretty tonight, but Sean, there are some limits. So check out tonight, 6 p.m., Sean and Spicer, Sean, Spicer and Co. with me. Guest hosting for Sean, Newsmax, 6 p.m. Eastern. This is America First. Next, our good buddy, A.W.R. Hawkins.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford.
For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out Carr Firearms. I carry a 9mm Carr. It's KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We have a new administration. They are antithetical. They are inimical to the Second Amendment, and we have somebody who can give us the latest information as to just how dire the state of the Second Amendment can become in America. He covers these issues, gun issues, the Second Amendment, for Breitbart.com. A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's so great to be with you.
All right, so you're covering everything that people need to know about the threats to the right that makes all the other rights possible. So give us an unvarnished, unhysterical analysis of what the Biden administration is proposing, AWR, and what you think, as the guy who's been following this for years, what you think they can actually get away with.
Well, he's pushing, of course. He's celebrated. I think he began with February 14th of 2021, where he marked the anniversary of the Parkland shooting by calling for universal background checks, a ban on quote-unquote assault weapons, a ban on quote-unquote high-capacity magazines, and a repeal of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. That act was put in place in 2005 to protect gun makers from frivolous lawsuits. Now, for all of the rhetoric during the campaign, these are the four he has settled on for his push right now. And I would say the most dangerous of those four, and by that I mean the one that probably has the better chance of getting traction, the universal background checks. We've had background checks since 93. They're on retail points of sale. He wants to expand that to include private points of sale. And Senator Chris Murphy, we covered this week at Breitbart, Senator Chris Murphy has already volunteered. I'll put it forward. So he's going to put forward the legislation, and that'll get the ball rolling. In the House, Representative Mike Thompson is going to put forward the legislation. Thompson, a Democrat from California, and Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut. So they'll get their two pieces moving, and that's where the push is going to come. And there are already a couple of pieces of legislation that have already been put forward that go even further than what Biden said. And those were both put forward by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat, Texas. And those both have troubling aspects to them. And so this is where the rubber will meet the road, and this is where he'll hope to gain the traction to secure gun control.
Now, when you say background checks for private sales, some people may think, that's people who are doing business and they're selling guns out of their home. That's not what it means. Can you explain what universal background checks, how that would affect basically anybody who has a .22 rifle and wants to give it to their grandson? Can you unpack it?
Sure, not a problem. And it's such an important point. I'm so glad you seized on it. I think when people hear universal background checks, they think, maybe that's not a bad deal, But what you have to look at, which I've done over the last 10 years, a little more actually, when you look at mass shootings in the United States, almost every mass shooter acquires his or her guns via background checks. They go to a store and purchase them. So doing anything to affect private sales, we have to write that down to begin with. It's not going to do anything to curtail mass shootings. But that's how they're often sold. So keep that in mind. But then number two, like you're saying, the outworking on these, if they're put in place, they won't affect quote-unquote mass shooters anyway. That's my point. What they'll do is they'll affect you and your neighbor. Let's say my neighbor's daughter is going to college. She's 23, and she has no way to protect herself. She's in a campus carry state. I want to sell her a five-shot revolver for self-defense. Let's just say I have a Smith & Wesson five-shot revolver that I don't really carry a lot. I'm going to sell it to Bob's daughter. so that she can have self-defense on campus. I will not be able to do that legally unless I go find a federal license holder, a federal firearms license holder. I pay that individual a fee. That individual then runs a background check on that 23-year-old. And after running that check and she passes it, then, of course, I can sell the firearm to her. But we will have to go through that process. And what that does, that process is sold as benign, but it's not benign. As I already say, it involves a fee. So now just for me to sell a gun to my neighbor, I'll have to pay a fee. They'll have to undergo a background check. And in addition to that, it creates a paper trail. That's what they really want. You will often hear Democrats say that such and such a percentage of guns are sold without a background check. Now, that is a lot of misdirection and misspeak to begin with. But what this does, for guns that were already in existence before background checks began, this provides a new way for Democrats and gun grabbers to get a paper trail on every firearm that Americans own. And that's the real end, and that's why we need to oppose this. But it will make it a crime for you to sell a gun privately unless you go find that federal firearm license holder and go through he or she.
That's the crucial point. You're making innocent Americans who haven't done anything wrong into criminals. Follow him right now, A.W.R. Hawkins, A.W.R. Hawkins on Twitter and regularly at Breitbart.com. In literally the last 30 seconds we have with you, A.W.R., just give us the yes or no. Are any of the planned measures from the Biden White House going to stop criminals from being violent and using guns?
No. If they would, we wouldn't have the 742% jump in shooting victims in South L.A.
Yep.
Because California already has all of these laws. They have every one of them.
It's just a fact, and it does nothing to stop those criminals and simply tries to criminalize those Americans who have done nothing wrong. This is serious, my friends. Get engaged, get involved, join your local gun rights organization, and let your voice be heard. Thank you, AWR. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 10 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. Find out today. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your front door in 3 days. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them today, 800-500-8384. That number again, Relief Factor, 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. What have you got to lose except the pain? You know it makes sense. Just try it out. Do it today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Concerned about what they're laying the groundwork for here, what Nancy Pelosi's doing. I'm concerned that they continue to treat the January 6th catastrophe, that criminal riot, as an excuse to seize power, to control more power, to step on people's Second Amendment rights, to take away their First Amendment rights. Now we're hearing about a domestic war on terror. I mean, what's that going to be? An excuse to go rifle through the emails and bank statements and personal messages of law-abiding Americans? I mean, this is very, very frightening stuff. And what Pelosi and the Democrats are doing here, trying to consolidate power, it's dangerous.
Senator Josh Hawley is right on the money from Missouri, talking on Fox with Tucker Carlson. Whether it's picking an anti-Second Amendment, never Trumper, retired three-star general Russell Honoré to be the chief investigator for the events of January the 6th. Right. That'll be an unbiased investigation. That won't target individuals simply because they voted for Donald Trump or had
issues with the last election or whether it is already what you heard from AWR Hawkins, the system. What's the date today? It's less than a month. It's less than a month into the new administration, and already we have the statement from the Department of Homeland Security that is looking into the domestic threat from those who questioned the results of the last election. We have individuals using the language of domestic threats to describe those who they politically disagree with. And you know the first thing they're going to do? Because every political elite that has latent or obvious dictatorial tendencies wants to make sure that the citizens of the given country aren't citizens, but are simply subjects, unable to defend themselves. Our nation, our republic, is unique. It was born in rebellion. Rebellion not simply based upon some tribal identity. It's not the Hutu versus the Tutsis. It's rebellion based upon a rejection of a dictatorial, unrepresentative government. And that's why the Founding Fathers, who fought for our colonies to become an independent republic of states right after freedom of speech, made the Second Amendment our capacity to remove an unjust government through the use of force the second highest enumeration of our God-given rights. And that's what scares the Democrats. Because they don't want you to be a citizen. They want you to be a subject of their power. You have a role to play in this. Stand up for the Second Amendment. Speak proudly of your gun owning. And join an organization that multiplies your voice. This is perhaps the most dangerous time for the protection of our God-given rights. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. What's really going on in Texas? We'll ask somebody who knows. Stay on this channel.